Welcome to the Carson Anderson program. Gator and Stoney with you today. Stoney in for Doug. This wonderful All-Star Tuesday. Stoney, you are an All-Star.
Oh, thank you.
Get your game up.
Thank you very much.
Always an All-Star. Great to have you again today. We take your calls and texts, as always, at 248-539-9797. I think we want to start with what was going on last night. Right? Let's just get right into it. Because I think in a lot of ways, it's become too easy for people to bag on the All-Star game, bag on the festivities they have prior to it, the home run derby. You know, at one point, the derby was great, and then it became less great. People got tired of Chris Berman and the back, all that stuff. And then the derby just took forever to complete. And I felt like I had a little bit of a revival when it came here, at least locally, because here in Detroit, we had an awesome home run derby. And then it started to dwindle again. But last night, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden last night was rekindled. And I thoroughly enjoyed the home run derby last night and compared to years past where it's just been,
It seemed like it moved at a much better pace. I can't remember how the rules changed or whatever, but you didn't have tons of extra bonus pitches. You had a few, obviously, but you didn't have, it wasn't as convoluted as it used to be. I thought it was, and I wasn't planning on really watching. It was going to be background, but my daughter really wanted to watch it. So I paid closer attention than I thought I would, put it that way.
I thought they did it. It's smart, the format that they have with, okay, you have whatever it is, 40 pitches in 3 minutes. And you get allowed one timeout during that stretch. That speeds things up along significantly.
Correct.
And then you get to a bonus round where you get bonus pitches. I'm not sure what the reasoning was for how you get there. I forget what that was.
It's distance, isn't it?
Well, once you got into the bonus round, if you hit one that was 425 feet, you got an extra out. So the bonus round gave you three outs. And if you got one 425 in a bonus round, then you got a fourth out. But it was interesting, the ball, and I think everything starts with the ballpark. And mm-hmm. I said during the crosstalk, that field looked great. And that setting looked great. You got like the modern downtown that's in the backdrop and the hotel that's there and everything else. And it was lit up beautifully. And, you're seeing a stadium that maybe you haven't seen before. And you're seeing from different angles with the cameras and all that. And there's some really cool things about that stadium. I don't know how many levels it is, but one shot it looked like there were five levels of stands.
And,
like,
and it wasn't even that high either.
No, right.
The only thing that I don't like watching it is they still haven't figured out a way to master, not doing it under a split screen. You know what I mean? Where you see the guy swing the ball, you hear the crowd, and then on the other screen, basically, you see where it lands. So they haven't figured that out yet. And I don't know if they ever will or even need to, but I think they do to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think part of that issue is that when they do the split screen, you're going, the screen gets squeezed.
Yeah.
Because it's not two like smaller screens of what would normally be the aspect mm-hmm. ratio and right. all that. It ends up being different. And then it cuts out the sides of it, if you will, and you don't get the same perspective, and it's just tougher to follow. I agree. That could be – I thought that was a little distracting at times, and you'd see the guy hit, and, like, where's the ball going? But this is what happens when you have rapid pitching going. Like, in a baseball game, you sit at home, you watch it, somebody hits, you got the camera from behind the pitcher, ball gets hit, and you got three other cameras ready to train on it to see where it goes, and then you're watching that, and that's cool. In the meantime, in no derby, while that's going on – the pitcher's throwing the next pitch.
Correct.
So that's I guess the issue with that. But last night it was just you had some really great competitors. You had a lot of young competitors, mm-hmm. which is what people want to see because they want to see what the future of baseball is. But you also want these guys to perform,
right?
And I mean, O'Neill Cruz hit a ball 513 feet last night.
I know,
and it was insane. Like, that was just one of the top five longest home runs ever in the Derby. The longest, I think, is a 520-foot shot. It was amazing to see the ball fly out like that, but that's what I'm expecting to see when you see somebody who's 6'7", 240 pounds, get him up there. It's like you get the big guys up there. The big guys can hit the ball further.
Right.
When I say big, it's not just muscular. It's tall because it just get in the wheelhouse and you generate all that bat speed and there it goes. It's why it would be fun to see Aaron Judge do this. Because he can do the same thing.
That's the one thing. And I know the slam dunk contest has been ridiculed and rightfully so because the stars don't participate. And I know why some of them don't do it in the Home Run Derby because they've been there, done that. But you still wanted to see, if you're viewing at home or even at the ballpark, you'd love to see Ohtani. You'd love to see Judge. I mean, yeah, you want to see some of the younger players.
I didn't miss him last night, though. I mean, sure, there are times I'm like, oh, I wonder how this guy would do in this event, but I have seen it before with them. And to see the new blood come in, it was really cool. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. But there were some things that happened there that were quite controversial that we want to get to and take the temperature of the people out there and see what you have to say about it. Want to know if you enjoyed the Derby as much as we did. Where it can improve. It wasn't all great. There were some things about it that I found annoying, and I'm sure everybody else will, but it's something to work on. But you got the All-Star Game coming up tonight as well. We got 6 Tigers in the All-Star Game. Should be a lot of excitement. We'll discuss that as well. Coming up next here on 97.1, The Ticket. Make Builders FirstSource your destination for professional window and exterior door installation services. You can add value and beauty to your home with trusted brands like Anderson, Pella, Therma-Tru, and more. Then have your new windows and doors installed properly the first time with their expert Builders First Source installation team. Done right with quality products and services. So visit one of your locations in Clinton Township or Shelby Township, or you can go online at buildersfirstsource.com. That's buildersfirstsource.com.